to go too. Oh. So, okay. This is Sunday morning. This is 8/11/2019. This teaching is called the Christian Bill of Rights. And this particular right is the right to be well. According to God's word, you are well. 1 Peter 2:24. He personally bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin, live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. This is not a privilege. This is a right. There is a difference. This is a right. It is already done. All right? It's a right as a born-again Christian. Isaiah 53:4-5, back it up. Matthew 8:16-17, back it up. God has given us protection from the onslaught of the evil one. I was thinking about Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord. It goes on to talk about 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 in my right hand. Just whatever comes, as Christians, we have rights. God's protection, God's supply, God's health. Not just healing, health. To be whole. The right to be well is not a promise, but a fact that must be enforced. Now get that. Today, as citizens of the United States of America, we have rights. It's called the Bill of Rights. Now I want to look at that right quick. It won't take long. These are amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The freedom of religion, speech, and the press. That's a right. The right to bear arms. There's another one, the housing of soldiers, which, you know, we're not really familiar with that one. Another one, protection from unreasonable searches or seizures. They can't just come in your house. Protection of rights to life, liberty, and property. Socialism wants to take your property, see? This is, again, all this is against the Constitution. They want to get rid of the Constitution. Rights of accused persons in criminal cases. You have rights if you're accused. Rights in civil cases. Rights for excessive bail, fines, and punishment forbidden. Sending people away like some of the Democrats have done, sent people in jail. Extremely long sentences. Those are some of those that the president is getting out of jail because they've been extremely long and very, very harsh. In other words, the punishment fits the crime. Other rights kept by the people. Undelegated power kept by the states and the people. So it goes on about these different rights. But I want you to see, as citizens of the United States of America, we have rights. In God's kingdom, as the citizens of heaven, we have rights. Okay. Find where I am. If these rights are infringed upon, you they have the authority to forcefully enforce those rights. You can get you an attorney. Go to court. As a citizen of this country, you have the right to enforce your rights. As a Christian and a citizen of heaven, you have the rights they have in heaven. No sickness, and you can enforce them here on the earth. The Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We need to quit looking like or acting like, well, they live up there, we live here. No, we're under the commonwealth of heaven. As far as God is concerned, it's all the same. As a citizen of this country, you can prove your case before a court of law and have your rights restored. As a citizen of heaven, you have that same right. Come boldly before his throne of grace and make your request known to God. Satan is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That is a fact. Don't let him infringe on your rights as a child of God. Believe this today. You are not the sick trying to get well. You are the well defending your rights. There's a big difference. All right, my dream. I had a dream early Friday morning, 8/9/19. In the middle of the night, and everyone was awakened. The skies had massive cloud cover. and you could see alien spaceships flying around. I even saw the Starship Enterprise. I know that sounds weird, but I thought Satan's propaganda. I remember that I kept looking out the window, and the masses of people were all walking in the same direction. They were told to leave everything and start walking in a certain direction. I was thinking that if I left my house, that they would come take me where I did not want to go, and they would come in my house and take all my stuff. The people were like sheep being led to the slaughter. I also kept thinking that the only way out would be like all those we thought were crazy. They bought land up in the mountains and built themselves shelters and stockpiled food, water, guns, and ammo. As I woke up and was having my quiet time, I was a little troubled, not knowing exactly what this dream was about and what God would say to me about it. As I sat down to study out this teaching, the interpretation came to me. It wasn't what I thought. First of all, any alien invasion in our country is a fake, a big Hollywood production, and aliens are demonic in origin. So it would be our government faking an invasion to get rid of us and confiscate our goods. Is this not Satan's goal for everyone anyway? John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is like, he's been trying to fake alien invasions to come and steal your stuff since you've been born. Satan has stolen your stuff and it's yours by right. God says so in his word. We do not have to be controlled by Satan and his delusion. Jesus spoke to us about this, Matthew 18:18. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. See what I mean about what goes in heaven, God wants on the earth? You understand? Whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Mark 3:27. But no one can go into a straw man's house and ransack his household goods right and left and seize them as plunder unless he first binds the strong man, then indeed he may plunder his house. These people were willfully giving up everything and letting Satan do it because they believed the lie. Project Bluebeam. What would happen today? Say this big field out here, all these ships show up. Well, I'm telling you, people all over the world have seen these big old ships. They're holograms, but they've seen these big old ships. And, of course, they believe that there are actually anti-gravity ships, and they've been around for a long time. That's what Area 51 is all about. The Air Force fly these. You see why our president has taken... started the Space Force, taking control back of all this secret stuff, Satan's secret plans, his secret lies. Well, we are not to take thought about food, drink, clothes, or anything else, but we can do what those crazy guys have done spiritually. How? By defending what we rightfully have. You're well, end of story. Satan comes with symptoms. Project Bluebeam. False evidence appearing real. You must defend what you already have by right. How do you do that? 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the putting down of strongholds, casting down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Stay armed at all times. When do you attack? When the lies show up? That's when you attack. That way you don't wear yourself out when you're not under an attack. That's Ephesians 6:10. The word of God is your weapon. Jude 20, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. First Timothy says that we are to wage a good warfare. This is 1 Timothy 1, 18. This charge and admonition I commit and trust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with prophetic intimations, which I formerly received concerning you, so that inspired and aided by them, you may wage the good warfare, holding fast to faith, that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence, and having a good, clear conscience, by rejecting and thrusting from them their conscience, some individuals have made shipwreck of their faith. Satan is after your mind. Plain and simple. He wants you to believe whatever false thing he does. He wants you to believe it. So he can come in and steal all your stuff. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you keep your mind stayed on him, keep your mind right, and Satan will not be able to steal from you.